We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the two dots on the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. It's three lines on the bottom, or four lines on the bottom if you count the Piska from the Mishnah. So it says in the Mishnah that this whole thing that the Moicher has a right to decide if you're giving me back the Karka or the money is only if it's smaller than 9 Kavan. But once it reaches 9 Kavan, for example, in a case where you gave him too much, 7.5 kavan on a core, there it's mechila. But let's say you gave him back, there's extra more than that, 1.5 kav, which only got 9 kavan, so then it's then the kerech can say, I'm giving you back the karka. Because a sheer 9 kavan is already a big enough property to be useful. It's useful. So the kerech says, I'm giving it back to you. You're not keeping it, you're giving it back. I don't want to buy it, I'm giving it back to you, the karka. Until now, the mech can say, I don't want it, I want money. But here, since it's so big, he can say, I'm giving it back to you. That's the halacha in our Mishnah. So we're having a very poor machlekes here. Amar Rav Huna, tes gavin sha'amru afilu v'bika gedolim. This halacha, that 9 kavim ready is considered a chashuv makom, is even by a bika gedolim, which means like this. Let's say you have 10 kurim. You're selling him 10 kurim. If you sold him 10 kurim, technically speaking, in order for something to be not a mechila, has to be more than 75 kavan. Because 10 kor, 7.5 kav per kor is mechila. So if it's 75 kavim, if it's more than that, then it's mechila. Once it hits 9 kavan, no matter how big the sale is, that's ready gets returned. Because it's already a chashav shtick field. It's a chashav piece of field. That's what he says. So like the Rashbam speaks out a case. Even 2 kurim ready. It's more. She's not meichel. Since it's chashav sada, even my 2 kur would be da alachel. I just give a case 10 kurs. Easy to figure out the math. Even 2 kur would be da alachel. So that's a food is maridig chiddush. Rav Nachman, I'm a no. You give 7.5 kav for every kura kura, and that's how you figure it out. And once it's more, so obviously in such a case, once it's more, automatically I can always give the karka back, because it's always going to be more than 9 kavan. But he says, you still have this ratio that it's meichel, it's 1.5, it's roiva kav l'sa. That's Rav Nachman. It goes to the ratio. No matter how many kurim, it works like that. It's roiva kav l'sa, and 7.5 kav per kur. That's how it goes. So once it's 9 kav, so it's still mechila because it's still the same range, 1/24, still mechila. But the difference is that if I want to, that if it's more than 7.5 kav per kor, it's not mechila, doesn't have yad al yayin anymore. Because since it's more than tes kav, I can always give it back to you because it's a useful field.
How big my base
kor is? Base kor is, sure. How big the sale is, right, it goes the same ratio, 1/24 is mechila.
No, I know, but
so
let's say
you sold 10 kav. So then you always, mechila never have yad al yayin when it's more than 1/24. That's all. Another yadayin, because it's always more than tes kavan, so that's what comes out. Yeah, another yadayin. We've still made the words of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, makivin nice and shiv kavan mechzichal kor v'kor ve'i ika milsi yisareta letishas kavan hadri. If it's more, ika milsi yisareta. Then if it's more, then tishas kavan hadri. So then you'll give it back. Now, for example, if you didn't sell 2 kor. You only sold 35 saw you sold. 35 saw, so if you figure out roiva kava saw, 35, so that's 35 roivas. So let's work this out. 35 roivas comes out, it's 8.75. So there, it'll still be yad el yayna. It could be a case where you sold a little more than a core, you sold a core plus 5 saw, so it's a case, it'll still be, and went a little bit over 1/24, you'll still be able to have yod al yoyna because less than 9 kav. So it's possible to have such a case. So now the Gemara of Kasher of Nachman. So remember, the difference of Nachman and Rav Huna is if it reaches the sheer sada, is it an automatic mechatayis? Automatic return. According to Rav Huna, once it reaches 9 kav, and even though the ratio is less than 1/24, you still, it's not meichel, no meichel. Mashenker of Nachman says, yeah, there's a ratio. The ratio is still mechil. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Shem Shayer Besoda, Beis Tisha Kabin, then the halach is, you return the karka. So we thought, Lav, the Zovn Lekarayim. We're talking about you sold two kur, and we're saying you give it back. Why give me back? If it's nine kabim when you sold two kur, it's not a shear of it's not a shear more than it's a mechila chara still. It says in our Mishnah, because if you give it to have kabim, give it back. So we thought it's master every case like that. Even if I sell two kur, if I sell two kur, it's a mechila. Why am I returning to nine kabim? So it's a kashar Nachman. What?
That's the 18
order. What do you mean 18? What? Has to be, in order to be a non-mechila, has to be over 15. I have over 15 kav to be a non-mechila, yeah. Over 15. So, because it's 7 and a half kav. So yeah, but it hits mashma that in every case, 9 kav, and you give it back. So, no, that's not how you read the Mishnah. No, it's only core. It's going back to the race of the Mishnah. The whole kasha is not such a major kasha. No, we're going in the case of a core. In the case of a core, 7.5 kav is mechila. More than that, it's not a mechila. And it gets to 9, there's no yad al yayna. Very simple. Very simple. Mara is a similar kasha twice, two more times. Vagina, the shear is bas chatzikav. Lav, the zomle sasayim. This is a bigger kasha. It's going back to the race of the Mishnah of core. It sounds like when it's a chatzikav for a gina, you just give it back. What do you mean? Chatzikav is mechila. Lav the zovin le sasayim. It must be you sold sasayim more than two there. So then, if you sold that much, you see that chatzikav is not, since it's useful already, it's not a mechila. Lord, the zovin le saw. He sold a saw, and that's why it's not a mechila because chatzikav is already more than a rev of a saw. What about Akiva? Akiva said the useful gina, useful garden, is already a quarter of a saw. Because the Akiva base reiva, my lav is only saw. You sold a saw, so you see already that a base reiva is really too much, and you give it back. It's not a mechila. So you're like, well, there's only chatzis saw. You only sold a half a saw. It's only half a saw. So reiva saw is more than the ratio. It's more than a half a saw. It has to be half a reiva. It's more than that, and that's why you're giving it back. But about the Rav Nachman could be right. So the Gemara is Rav Nachman Rav Huna, and we actually pass like Rav Nachman. That's what the Rashbam says. We pass like Rav Nachman Bedini, and we pass like Rav Nachman. Everything goes with a ratio, exact ratio, and if it's 1/24, it's a mechila. Anything more than 1/24 is not a mechila. And then you're done. How big it is, if I give it back. So we pass like Rav Nachman Taka. Boyer Rav Ashi, Soda Venatzes Gino, or Gino Venatzes Soda Mai. What's the Shaila? The Rashbam explains. The shaila is in a case where you have to give back a karka, right? You have to give back the karka because it was more than a reiva. Now, at that time, v'shas the mechira, there's two cases. It was a sada. Shalachir is a sada. So now he went over 7.5 kavim. It was a base core. Went over 7.5 kavim. So halach is yad meicher al yoina because he could pick what he wants. But the mice of the time this happened turned to a gina. Has some turned to a garden. It got an irrigation ditch. There was a flood and it turned into a gina. It turned to we have irrigation ditches in. So now the lekach says, look, I'm giving it back no matter what. It's 7.5 kav. It's bigger than a gina. So what's the halacha? Is it have a din of a gina or a sada? That's the shayla number one. That sada nas gina or the opposite case. Gina nas sada. But shasta mechira was a gina. And the overprice was against eight kav, and so he says, look, it's much bigger than a gina. I'll give it back to you. He says, no, it's a sada. But why? Because it turned into a sada now. How did it turn into a sada? Dried up. So what do you look at? Shas mechira or shas giving it back? The Gemara comes out teiku. Now the Rashbam speaks out that Hecha de mikarav mechila, zeh mechila, vada bas mikarav zina. Once a clear in Rav Huna, let's say, you could have had a different shaila, let's say. In Rav Huna, who holds that it's much more, Rav Huna held that the size of it even affect the mechila. Remember, Rav Huna said that if you have 9 kavin, it's not a mechila, but a big one. So would you have the same shaila there? If it turned into a gina, now it won't be a mechila? Let's say it started off as a 8 kav place. And a 7.5 kav place, okay? 7.5 kav, it's not a mechila, right? According to everyone, not a mechila. A few weeks later, it turned into a gina. So now, is it automatically now, is it mechila now? Maybe it's not a mechila anymore.
So everyone's
found with the 7.5. Right, something happened, you're right. He says, once a mechila, always a mechila. So he said, it wouldn't be a shayla. It's only a shayla here, in the returning it, this is clear when I give it back to you, because the svara is pashut. Even though, let's say, b'shas, the mechira, it wasn't a gina, but now it is a gina, so why can't I give it back to you? The whole point is to give the yipu kayach to the meicher. That, oh, a poor guy, he doesn't want a small thing. Now it's a good thing, so what's the problem? So that's why it's a shayla, and more comes out with a teiku. Tadu, lutin abraisa. And my yisomach lesadeyu, I feel a kol shemach lekaku. We said in our Mishnah that if it's less than 9 kav, and even though it reached the point where it's not a mechila anymore, but if it's less than 9 kav, I keep it, I have to pay for it. The lekech has to pay for it. Why? Because the meicher says, I don't want a small parcel of land. But Zakta Gemara in the Braisa, that if that parcel land is attached to existing land the Meicher still retains, so then, of course, you give it back to him, because why not? It's attached to his land. It's still useful. That's his halach. That's what he was saying yesterday. Then you give it back to the Pashta halacha. Because the whole point is the Yipukayach, to make the Meicher better. You don't want to give a loss to the Meicher, but here, it's attached to his field, it's good. Bayer Vashi, let's say it's not mamish attached. Let's say there's a bar in between the two. The meicher has an existing field, and this parcel, extra parcel that would shalav be giving back or paying for it, there's a bar in between the two. Between the meicher's existing property and this parcel. Bar, maus, tafsik, that called a hefsik or not? And if you hold, that's not a hefsik, what about that's a cistern of water, what about amasamai? What about like a little brook? Maus, is that called a hefsik, tafsik? And if that's not called a hefsik, what about derech harab, maus, tafsik? Of a shisharab, 16 amas in between. And Rikva Diklo Mao. If that's not a hefsik, what about a whole patch of palm trees? Is that a hefsik? Mao's tafsik? Teku. More blibes with a teku. Now it said in the Mishnah that when you go over a roiva, over 1/24th, so you have to return that property or the money for the property. What do you return? Only what went over the 1/24th or the whole thing? So the Mishnah said the whole thing. But look at the loss of the Mishnah. Now when you give back the roiva, you give the meiser. What do you mean? The meiser is the one that was posh you give back. Then the roiva. That's Mara's kasha. Klapi laya? The Mishnah is the fakarat. It's the opposite. Mara answers, Tani Rav and Barav Nachman. You have to change the Mishnah around. The words, you're right. Change the words around. Not only do you give back the meiser, which means whatever went over the 1/24th, it's called Ravim Kulon. Even the 1/24th itself, you give back, and that's how you read the Mishnah, which is how we understood it, just to have to change the Lashon, that Lo Yisa Moisa Bavad, Ela Kal Ravim Kulon, you have to return.